You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media and podcast. The fact.
The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day.
Where it all started, before them all.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry. It's a comedy podcast. This isn't
NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original.
They can't hear you, Mike. There was no song. No song this week, Mike.
It didn't go out to you guys?
But you know what? People make mistakes.
I'm sorry about that.
People make mistakes. And like I write on my little pad, you got to let go and let God.
Oh.
One day at a time, Mike.
Wow.
You know? And the secret of success is to know something nobody knows.
And that's God is real.
So maybe you can go in and post and add the song. Maybe this week, Mike. And we always thank God the coronavirus is going on for another month, because I'm sure we'll get this locked down by the time this thing's over. Right, Mike?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's got to sail a new sail to get somewhere.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's deep. That's fucking deep.
Welcome
Mike
to
is an essential worker.
What? Mike is an essential worker?
Yeah.
And that, by that we mean essential and underappreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna do? He literally quit last week because of this, so I don't wanna put my foot on his neck. You know, because
you can't, you have to stay in quarantine.
Well, just, you know, I'd rather wait until I see him, till this is over, so I can be near him and I can choke him in person.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because choking somebody alone in a bathroom when your wife is outside going, "What's going on? What are you doing?" I'm just fucking choking Mike. You motherfucker. You said you'd have it. You said it was all set. And you fucked up, Mike. But you know what? Things happen, Mike. Right, Mike? Life is a bowl of raisinets.
Sure.
This is my dick.
Nice.
Whoa, nice shaft.
Thank you. So, hi, guys. How you doing? What's going on?
We're okay.
Whoa, yeah, baby.
Whoa.
The relationship's coming to an end. Woo! Somebody got a deal. Listen. Wow, he's fucking... He dyed his hair. He's coming out of the closet.
Listen, the last time we talked to you, you had no facial hair and you were in an actual living room that looked like it was decorated by a woman. And now you're in a bunker smoking indoors with pictures of your dick on your desk. So just hold on a second before you come at us. You're wearing camo for no reason. All right? We've all fallen apart.
Don't forget my positive sayings that I came with. I have a lot of positivity. I might be able to help you guys get through this. Let go and let God.
Thank you.
You can't reuse. No. You can't reuse. You have to do a new one every time.
What's that about? A new sale? We got to get a new sale?
Sale a new sale to get new places.
Yeah. I love that.
Did I hear you, and please, I might have been mistaken, before I throw up in my iced coffee, did you call her Rosie?
Yeah.
Okay. When did that, is that new? I haven't heard you call it.
Everybody calls me Rosie.
Well, I can call her Rosebud, like she's my my little sister tagging along.
Got my dick on. May put some blood in my pecker. Little tag along sister. I don't know what that. I'm gonna write that in a porn search later.
Hold on. I'm trying to get our computer up a little higher.
Yes. Mike Calta was supposed to be here tonight. His internet, something happened with his internet. This is the second time this has happened to me. Last week I was supposed to do a podcast with this guy, a cigar podcast, and literally he just disappeared and his fucking router just fucking burnt up or some shit.
And now Mike is... So he canceled without canceling.
Well, Mike, I don't know. Who knows?
Did he go up in smoke?
Well, Mike's router, his internet just went out. So you never.
I had somebody not show up for a Zoom meeting twice in a row. Didn't show up for a Zoom meeting. I was like, I fucking hate this person.
Now that's a question.
It's Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, it's crazy. He was like, I can't. I'm tied up.
You froze on that joke. Your internet
stuff. I did. God damn it.
Yeah. The Harvey Weinstein. Wah, 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 Weinstein. That's what it said.
No, that's how I said it.
Sorry. You said it like Max Headroom.
Yeah. I look like Max Headroom right now.
You do. You are giving a guy Max Head.
Hey, you got to make money in the quarantine, bud.
Hey, buddy, if you can fucking get me into one of your schedules, I'll fucking slide in. I'll be your East Coast go-to boy.
I have a nice blonde wig that makes it very pleasant.
Yeah, put a blonde wig on me. I give the quickest hand jobs in the East.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my slogan. You'll be back in your family house enjoying dinner before you know it.
I'm surprised you don't have it on the wall behind you. Quickest hand jobs in the East.
I should get that t-shirt. Listen, so you guys are you doing good? Are you doing, I mean, what's up, Rosebud or Rosie, as we found out we can call you?
We're doing okay. We, so far, so good. We've gotten into it like a couple times. Last night we got into it a little bit.
Why? Whose fault?
Why?
Because Rosebud was trying to get me to listen to...
I was trying to get him to listen to positive thinking tapes.
Like a YouTube cult leader, and I said it was horse shit.
He didn't say it was horse shit. That's not how he said it. Anyways, was the way he said it was horse shit.
Yeah. I said it. I spiraled. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Can I just say something to you, Andy?
Yeah.
Success is the child of audacity.
I would listen. If there was a guru online that sounded like Bobby, I'd feel so much more confident playing it for someone. But they never sound like that. They always sound like cult leaders. And so you just kind of have to like put that aside and listen to what they're saying. Anyway, we got into it.
This guy had like nine accents. He was like Irish and Indian and Jamaican and Scottish.
Listen, he's a jackass, but what he's saying is right. Anyway, Andy was flipping the fuck out.
Wow. Wow. Andy wow. Wow. I mean, wow.
What?
That was some pimp shit, Rosebud, what you just did right there. listen. And you whip. Look, I agree with you, but I'm right. You literally said, I agree with you, but I'm fucking right. That's some pimp shit right there.
Have you guys ever seen a soldier that's been captured as like a prisoner of war?
Yes.
That's this face.
Right.
I can't fight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We were in the room and Andy goes, do you think that when I spiral like that, it's a choice? And I was like, yeah, I do. I was like, if you were a child, I would say it wasn't.
Anyway,
so we bumped heads, and then, you know, he came at me and I came at him, and
so he came at you first, though. So basically it's his fault.
He didn't really come at me. He just got into a spiral of self-pity, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was like, please shut up. And then
hold on, you're frozen. Make sure they can hear you.
So then we actually patched it up last night, like really patched it up. We didn't just like say, okay, it's fine and move and like try to move on. We actually moved on, which was good.
Right.
But that was probably the biggest fight we've had.
And did anybody at any point want to hit the other person?
No. I mean, probably.
No, I wanted to kill her.
like dead?
I don't know. Rosebud gets real, like, bootstrap bull dyke energy when she's
she dresses like that, too.
I know. It's like I'm dating a female hockey coach. It's like, you just got to put in the laps. You just got to hit the gym harder. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. And maybe spend a couple more hours on the treadmill. And I'm just like.
You know what? It's good advice.
She should have married Matthew McConaughey.
I got sort of like the beta version.
Of Matthew McConaughey? You got Matthew McConaughey's.
She should have married cousin Lane.
So when you were fighting last night, now I the only reason I've had a couple fights with my wife since quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had to apologize. I actually went in and was like, listen, I fucked up. All on me. Nothing to do with you. I triggered your shit, and here she is right now. Dawn.
What? They're still in a fight.
Dawn.
She's like,
oh God, are you there?
Come back, baby.
Dawn, talk to me.
You just hear, I'm leaving you.
Dawn, I'm nothing. I'm nothing without you.
Plug the internet in. Please, you unplugged it.
You motherfucker.
Well, somebody did. I didn't. Can you talk to the ghost and see if the ghost will plug it back in?
You're triggering her.
The ghost that unplugged it. Just ask them, whatever her name is, because it's got to be a woman. Plug it back in.
What the fuck is he talking about?
There's a ghost, because the internet unplugged and it wasn't my wife.
Right. Okay.
What about your kid?
Huh?
What about your
kid? Did you
child?
Do it?
Well, that would. He can't blame another male.
Are you having sex with
right?
Somebody?
Huge, yeah. The ghost has to be a woman, right?
Okay, bye. Okay.
Bobby, can you check your mic?
Check my mic.
Yeah, the chat is saying it's a little low.
Not working.
I don't know, but your mic sounds a little different now too. So.
Oh God, what is happening, Michael? I'm on Wi-Fi for some reason. Why am I on Wi-Fi?
That might be why your mic sounds different, but
Does it sound bad?
It just sounds lower than it was. And the chat noticed it also.
How's that? Is that better?
It sounds the same.
It's terrible.
It just sounds low. You sound crystal clear, but it's low.
I sound low? You sound low. Your mother.
It does that little John.
Your mother.
Hello? How's that?
Your mother sounds low.
Is that better? Is that not good, Michael?
I mean, this is just the volume. You're crystal clear. Just a little. The volume doesn't seem like it's going up.
Turn me down. This is just a fucking club.
Check which mic is going in onto your Zoom.
Yeah, the one. The one. How's that? Is that better? Is that better?
That's way worse.
Way worse.
How's that? Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
Do I sound good again?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Apologize.
Bobby, I do want to say that we have been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
This was like our first big fight, and we've been packing for 3 days to move back to New York tomorrow.
So you guys are giving up on fame?
Yeah.
Well, the Paramount lot is just a mass grave now. They just extended Hollywood forever, and it's just the whole, you know, all the studio lots are just mass graves.
Yeah. We just filled them with water and put the bodies in there.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
A body pond.
It's a body pond, yeah.
So like the cast of Charles in Charge, all those.
Everyone's in there.
Everyone's in there.
All gone.
One Tree Hill.
Psych. The show Psych.
Yeah.
Seventh Heaven. You know, all of them.
Firefly.
Yep, Psych. Those guys are all dead. Firefly's dead.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I've had fights, but I, like I was saying, I admitted to my wife, of course. I was like, I'm sorry. And she just went, okay, thank you. And yeah. That made me angry again, because I was like, I thought that I deserve a little more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I came in and I was like, look, it was me, all me. It wasn't you. I'm taking, I apologize. You did nothing. And she was like, okay. Like, yeah, motherfucker. It's like, look, maybe, thank you, baby. I love, and maybe a kiss, something. And I literally stood there in shock and I almost said something stupid again.
You're like, you can't applaud for me?
Clap.
I guess you're clap. Right. I guess
you're please clap.
Please clap.
Please clap.
But see, here's the thing is I can't leave her. She knows all the passwords and usernames.
Right.
You understand? Like
I check his phone so often I'm surprised his face ID doesn't recognize me. I check his phone all the time. Like sometimes I'll put in his passcode into my phone.
She doesn't even do it discreetly. She just grabs my phone and starts looking through it.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like looking.
And you want to know how often I check her phone? Never.
Why?
Because there's going to be 500 dicks in it.
So she's checking your phone and there's nothing there. And if you checked her phone, there'd just be just huge cocks.
Much yeah, like, it'd be like a lot of retired NFL players.
Like that.
I'm going to send you this. I'm going to text you this.
Yeah, you're like, is that a bong or a cock? You know, it looks like that. Is that a bong with veins on it?
You just called me Dick Bong. I like that. So now let me ask you a question. Last night, did you go to bed angry or was it all done?
No, we got it done pretty quick. I went for a walk. See, the problem is that I come from a family that fights mean. And really? So I'm used to, like, I'll have a fight with you. I'll yell. I'll storm out.
Yeah.
And I can come back and be like, yeah, that kind of sucked. Let's just, you know, watch something, eat some popcorn. But healthy. And I say that with a lot of grains of salt, multiple grains, a shaker of salt.
A shaker.
They go, that's toxic and it's bad for a relationship. And I go, yeah, all right. So I'm bad at fighting. I'll fight for keeps.
Yeah, but Rosie, you seem like you'd fucking do some damage too. Like you seem that like you like to fight or you're not a pusher. My wife is passive aggressive. My wife will just sit there and take it and then say little things to dig in me. You know what I mean? So if someone was watching from afar, it would look like I'm just a crazy person and she was the nicest person in the world. But in reality, she's just fucking digging me. She's fueling the fire, you know?
Yeah.
I actually saw her smile one time. I heard her say something. And I went, what the fuck? What? And she went. And then she started to almost cry. I was like, this bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazier than Jay Davis.
I don't... Here's the thing. I also come from a family that fights a lot. I mean, it's all women. So we have a different way of fighting. You know, we'll start to diagnose you in the middle of a fight. I've been through relationships that fight so hard that it's like, it's not good. You know what I mean? Where it's like...
Violent.
And I'm like, I can't do that. It's like so bad for me. If I start to feel that, I have to like, I have to like shove it down.
Really?
So that I can live in the world.
Right. Now that must be, is it scary for you when he gets, when he starts to go off? Does that make you feel like?
No, it's scary for me when he goes off because I start to feel myself like want to go off and I'm like, I can't do that. Like if I get angry, it's so bad. So I'm like, I think the worst it got last night was like, he was in the middle of like a speech, like a rant. backs. And I just hit my head into the back seat and I just went, shut the fuck up. I went like that. And that was it. I was like, I can't do this.
And I just dreamed of driving the car into the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. So
wait a minute. I need to know the speech. I need to know was it about a sale?
It was
yeah. It was about how I am always right and nobody gets me. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Thank you, Bobby.
Well, because I actually gave my wife this speech once, which I immediately regretted. The first day I had to take care of our son all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her the speech, you can't do what I do.
Whoa.
I gave her the thing, like, I could, I said some shit. I was heated. And yeah. I'm a hothead. We all know Bobby Hothead. I'm a hothead. That's my thing. I'm the most loving guy in the world, but I do snap, you know, and I like to call it like I see them, but sometimes I don't see them too clearly. And this one, I was like, I could go to school. I could, you know, become an esthetician in a fucking year and do, you could never do, you don't even know what was it going on the road, fucking blah, 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 all that going on. And I was like, you can't do what I do. And she looked at me like, really, you fucking tub of shit? And then I had to watch the kid for a day the next day. I wanted to kill myself because I didn't understand.
I wanted to kill myself.
Because... I don't understand the concept. You take a dish out and then you got to put it in the sink, but then someone has to wash it and put it back in the thing and then take it out of the thing and put it back. And then there's this constant rotation.
Right.
And
the food goes
doesn't get that either.
I don't get that either.
So there's a lot of things that she does and there's a lot of shit that I do. But I mean, if it was the 50s, I'd probably make her flinch.
Yeah.
No, I told you my wife tried to fucking beat me up one time.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that story.
I think I told it. Didn't I tell it to them?
No.
The chicken story?
Yeah.
You never told that story.
It's a great story.
One time we were in LA. Of course I was there. I booked a pilot and I had booked a pilot and I went out there and I stayed with her. She was living out there. And then we hooked up again. We knew each other in Boston. And then we wound up hooking back up in LA because I booked this pilot. And, of course, it never went. So we wound up staying. I thought it was going to go. I got to stay here. You never know. 2 years later, by the way.
Right.
You pretty much know.
Yeah. Like
2 weeks after you filmed it that it's not getting picked up.
Yeah.
but you never know. And so we got this place together and I remember I was cooking chicken. I wasn't doing any comedy. I couldn't get up anywhere. I fucking hated life. I was gaining weight again. And I was cooking all the time. I was watching all these shows. I was up in like the middle of the night making like fucking pies and shit. It was crazy. It was a weird thing in my life. And I was barbecuing this chicken and she said something to me. And I was on the balcony. And I just wanted to fucking throw the chicken off the balcony. Like I'm cooking chicken. She said, what about this? And I was like, I'm cooking chicken. I'm fucking fuck chicken. I just wanted to say fuck chicken and throw the chicken off the balcony. But it was raw chicken. So I went to throw it and it slipped out halfway and slapped her in the face like a full fucking pimp slap. Just boom. And then it slid down her face. And my wife's from Everett, Massachusetts. She had, you know, three brothers that beat the shit out of her. They're all 6'4". She literally went, you motherfucker. And her balled her fists up. Like she cut her hand open because she balled up with fingernails.
Oh my God.
And she came at me. I went, bip, 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 bip. They thought I was Fat Bobby at the time. I remember I put all my weight on her and I was holding her arms down and she's going like this. she kept calling me kid. She turned Boston. She turned this like, kid. Get off me, kid. I fucking swear to God, kid. I'm going to fucking murder you. Get the fuck off me, kid. I'm like, baby, stop calling me kid. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful in retrospect.
See, with Rosebud, the problem is it's very similar.
I would have gotten out of it, and I would have attacked him with a knife. Yeah. Okay,
with a weapon.
I get a weapon.
It's like when you see somebody at a bar and you think you can talk shit to them, and then when you talk shit to them, they very slowly take off their shirt, and you're like, "Oh fuck, yeah, he's calm."
Dude, there's nothing worse than the calm guy you fucked with. I remember I hit a guy. I fucking sucker punched him one night in front of a church. I was trying to bang his sister at fucking at a CCD class. And I remember he came up and I went.
What about let go and let God?
Yeah, I was letting go and let God. Apparently, God didn't want me to stick my fingers in this fucking broad. I turned away and I went to punch him and I hit him and he just turned. He was like, "Yeah, I'm going to kill you." And I was like, oh. There's nothing worse than a calm dude in a fight.
Are you saying I'm like that?
Yeah. Like, it's just where I start a fight with her and then I realize, like, after I've started the fight, that I'm in over my head.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, a fight to me is not a, like, I'm used to fighting because my family fought all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll start a fight and then Rosebud. When I start a fight, she's like, "Oh, we're fighting." And like, I'm just fighting because it's habit. Right. She's fighting because she wants to draw blood.
Is that true, Rosebud?
No, I don't want to draw blood. Well, I want to draw blood, but I don't want to let myself go draw blood. Do you know what I'm saying?
The real question is, have you drawn blood?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, not on me.
No, not on Andy.
Just emotionally.
No, I've physically drawn blood before.
Okay. So, but not on Andy.
Not on Andy.
So you don't want to get to the point where you accidentally release some old energy on little old Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I would think that Andy would appreciate that too.
Well, yeah, you'd think that.
Andy, I want you to do me a favor. This is something that you should get. I'm not your therapist or anything, but maybe get one of these.
Just always keep it on you.
The simple buck knife and, you know, just to keep it around. That's all. I can mail you something, maybe one of these. This is fast
I'm
action.
Just gonna have a taser.
If you think I don't already have one of those, think I don't already have one that's bigger that could fight that knife and kill it.
Okay.
My knife could kill that knife.
Yeah. Let me say, Rosebud, thank God we never met. Like, thank God. Do you know one of us would be dead right now? If me and you ever fucking dated, I would have one of us would be dead.
Murder, suicide.
Oh, yeah. It would just,
murder.
Yeah. Just murder. I mean, we just draw blood at the same time and kill one another.
It would be the best podcast series ever.
Well, I feel like if me and Andy had met while we were drinking, we'd both be dead for sure.
There's a good chance of that.
For sure.
I still do this thing where when we're fighting, especially if it's not the fight yet, you know, like she's just tearing me apart, you know, for like doing something stupid, like not saying the right word to the puppy. I fantasize I fantasize about giving up everything and going and living somewhere else. That's what I go to in my head. I'm like, I'll just go to this island and I'll work in a grocery store.
And I've done the same thing. Now I'm not agreeing with Andy because he's a guy and I'm a guy. I'm agreeing because I've done, that's not what, I almost gave up on my marriage in the Lincoln Tunnel coming back from IKEA in Jersey.
Yeah.
I got so angry at my wife because we were redoing the kitchen and she got all this stuff, these great deals, She got all these deals. So we had to rent a van and go all over Newark and pick up the and all these deals. And I spent this whole day and I was like, Maybe I should get somebody to come with us. Maybe we should hire somebody. No. You can do it. You can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. She always does that. She always, we can got it. We got it. And we're coming back through the Lincoln Tunnel and it's fucking torrential raining out. It's freezing. And I'm going to have to park a car on 47th Street in the rain. Okay. And lug a van full of fucking shit. Cabinets. And I mean, everything by myself. And I have, she's going to have to stay in the van as I do it myself. So I'd have to go through one door, hold that door, open another fucking door. And then I'm like, I was like, I'm screaming. I'm like, why would you do this? I said, get somebody. I didn't think we needed it. I told you we did. And I almost just shit. We're literally in traffic. I almost just fucking put it in park, open the door, fucking just walk back to Jersey. Fucking like Bill Bixby.
Walk on that little side path.
Throw my jacket over my shoulder and like Bill Bixby. Ba-na-na, ba-na-na. And fucking go help people solve crimes in small towns in Texas.
You guys, whenever you imagine like giving up on a relationship, for some reason in your mind, you're just like raising wolves by yourselves. And it's never going to happen. None of you are capable of that. I just need to make that clear. Your imagination of like what your life is going to be like without your fucking girlfriend weighing you down. You're not going to be fighting crime in a fucking cape. You're not going to be raising wolves in the wilderness, right, or yes, building houses, yeah, out of fucking sand, yeah, or whatever the fuck you think you can do.
Okay? Running Zooms for every other podcast in the nation right now.
Yeah.
I have one more year to join the French Foreign Legion. I have up till 39.
You're not doing that. You can't speak French. It's never going
to
happen.
They don't care. They'll teach, you know what I have, French.
I have to say to that, Rosie, I have one thing to say. That's bullshit. And speaking of bullshit,
you think it's bullshit? You think it's bullshit?
But speaking of bullshit, I have an ad from Touche. I don't know. I don't know if you know. In this fucking terrible time, everybody, you can't get toilet paper anywhere. And if everybody just listened to Bob Kelly back in the day, and I said, get a bidet. Get a bidet. What are you, gay? Having a clean asshole's gay? Then I'm gay. Having a clean bum, I'm gay. Call me gay. I'm the gayest of gay. Okay? The toilet paper shortage is there's no need for it. All right? You don't need TP. People are wiping their ass. They're just spreading peanut butter. That's all they're doing. All right? Break up your toilet. Treat your butt to a nice, right Touche. Wiping your butt with dry toilet paper does not remove the shit. It doesn't remove shit. There's still shit. Like I say, get peanut butter, wipe it on your arm, use toilet paper, wipe it off, and then there's still peanut butter. They're right there. Okay? All right, listen. We clean better and dry with better. Thankfully, there's no sleek bidet attachment. You just clip this sucker on. All right, it sprays your butt completely clean with fresh water. You know the water that comes out of your wall. You can drink that. All right? Yeah, that's how America rolls. You could drink. You could dip a cup in your toilet and take a sip if you had to. In a jam. Don't do that. But what I'm saying is just split that thing right there, okay? Clips into the existing toilet, sprays your butt completely clean with fresh water. It's called the Touche, and it's the best thing you can do for your butt. Touche sprays directly in your ass, removes the poop, so you're not sitting on bacteria that leads to nasty things. Hemorrhoids, huh? Right? Right, Andy? Hemorrhoids, yeast infections, Rosie, you know what those are. UTIs, right? Itchy asshole, skid marks, Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Touche sprays your ass with fresh water. It's not toilet water. Touche connects right to the water supply behind your toilet, sprays that dirty parts clean with fresh water. It's the same water you brush your teeth with, goddammit. Now you're brushing your ass. Okay, you're brushing your ass. You take care of your teeth, take care of your ass, especially if you live with somebody, Andy. Yeah. I mean, your mic's off, so we can't hear you, but you look good pantomiming. All right? It's only $79. Go to hellotouche.com /IOU, get 10% off your order. Right now, go there, get yourself a nice bidet. It takes under 20 minutes to install, okay? YKWD, hello, Tushy. Use the code word. What is this thing? Why do I have two codes? You're an asshole. Put Ed Gabby's mic on. Hello, go to Tushy.com/IOU. What is that?
Go to hellotushy.com/IOU and get 10% off your order. YKWD. Oh, that's weird.
See how women are? You see? She fucked up.
Hey.
Just say you fucked up.
Yeah. I fucked up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gabby, don't Thank say you. That. You don't need to say that.
Yeah, she does.
Be
Shut
nice
up.
To yourself.
But you Rosie. Said, listen, you took liberties on this read, and you said brush your asshole, which is not in the read.
Yeah, brush you can, your asshole.
Yeah, brush your asshole with water. You rush it up there. You
So you said brush.
Yeah, brush like a toothbrush.
Don't do that.
Like a water pick.
Don't do that.
It's a water pick. Clean your ass. Go to hellotushy.com/YKWD. I mean, you know what, Mike? Everybody makes mistakes, Mike, apparently. Even the perfect elf, fucking Gabby. hellotushy.com/whatdude. Go there. Get yourself a beautiful Tushy. We have one more read, Gabby? Oh, you
we
guys
do.
Are going to love
For
this.
Brooklyn.
This is what you should get. All right, you should go to Bringing Comfort to Your Life will help you into your home. It's the ultimate form of self-care. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel good about your relationship. You want to feel comfortable. All right, and now more than ever, you got to take care of yourself.
Stop moving.
Okay? You really got to take care of yourself and each other, Rose.
I take care of him.
Andy.
I do, yeah.
All right, listen. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklyn has got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. And starting April 29th, Brooklyn is having the biggest sale ever, the birthday sale. Get everything, bedding, towels, loungewear, and more at savings you wouldn't even believe. If you're working from home, staying comfortable is the best way to stay productive. And all of us are working home. And Brooklyn is there for me during the best part of my daily routines. I have 3 pairs of these sheets. The dog pissed on one the other day. Full piss. Jumped on the bed. Full hot piss. 35-pound dog. It was like a child, a 7-year-old, just pissing on the bed. Those sheets are gone. I got to order a new pair, okay? They're unbelievable. A good night's sleep is priceless and increasingly harder to come by. My bed is so comfortable. I wish you guys could sleep in it with me. So Brooklyn and helped me build my bedroom oasis. It gave me towels. I got loungewear. I bought all the stuff. They sent me the sheets. I bought the other things. It's the most comfortable. I guarantee my bed, if you lie in it, you'll flip the fuck out. As soon as you're in it, you're like, oh, God. You're hot, warm, but cool. You never get too hot and never too cold. Softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax. Nice. Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to find all the comforts of home. And they're so confident in their products and their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels. It comes with a lifetime warranty. How do you like that, Andy? The birthday sale kicks off April 29th, and I heard it's your birthday next week, Andy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Could you take an improv class in fucking Idaho? And you don't want to miss this. Get their biggest savings of all. Their sheets, the bedding, the towels, loungewear, and the newest Hamaman and linen collection. And if you can't wait, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping on new sheets right now. Just go there, use promo code WHATDUDE. That's my code, so they know that you went. If you're a fan of mine and you need new sheets, you're going to get a deal right now. WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Use code WHATDUDE. Brooklinen, everything you need to live the most comfortable life.
Mm.
How was that, Gabby?
That was so good. I just brought the robe, and I'm obsessed with it.
Is that it? Mike, what? You want Mike? I'll buy you something, Mike. What do you want, Mike?
I don't know. I had to put on the mistake mask because I made that mistake earlier. So
this Rosebud, I make him wear the mask. Those are all the mistakes he's made in the past.
This one doesn't
That's
want to
pretty great.
Show up.
Yeah, he can't even, you can't even, you can't well, even tell him apart from his mistakes.
I like it like that. Can I ask a question while he's away? Now, yeah. Oh shit. Okay. Well,
he's feeding the dogs because the dogs are going
to. What did he say to the dog that got you mad? Why did he say something? What can you say to a dog that's
no,
wrong?
He does this thing where he'll be playing with the dog. It's a puppy. It's a 10-week-old puppy, right? Yeah. And Andy will like, he does it. He means well, but he's like, he'll play with the puppy. He'll play with the puppy that makes the puppy like not respect him, you know? So like, he'll like throw the puppy into the pillow and then the puppy will come back and bite him. And he'll be like, ow, don't do that. And then he'll throw the puppy again. And the puppy comes back to like bite him because he thinks, okay, we're playing like this. Like, this is a human puppy that I can play with and disrespect. And I'm just like, if you could just maybe put the dog in the crate so that it doesn't bite you, you know?
Right.
Then, so I get... And I get it. I understand it's Dykey energy to be like, train the dog. but it drives me like crazy because I'm like, we're going to have a life that is run by this fucking 10-pound tyrant. Do you know?
Yeah. Did you want the dog or did he want the dog?
I think I wanted the dog more.
It was her decision.
Well, I have to side with fucking Rosebud on this because I want a dog, but I want a dog that does what it's supposed to fucking do.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog that's going to fucking be a pain in the ass. I don't want a dog that's pissing in the bed. I don't want a dog shitting in the house. I want a dog that comes when I say come. And if I have to hit it to make that happen, I mean, fuck Justin Silva, that fucking cocksucker. He doesn't know.
Here's the thing. That's not the whole story. It's that I did that once, and she had to tell me to do that once.
You did not do that once.
And then
time.
The whole story is that I'm
you
just...
You didn't do that one
I'm
time.
Not the...
That's not true. You know that's not true. That's not fucking true. And then, like, here's the thing. Like, I put the puppy down so that she could, like, run in hey, there. And
Rosebud, is he done? He's done, right? Okay, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, it's Rosebud. Fine. Rosebud. Rosebud. Go. You go. Like the dog, you're the alpha of the house.
God damn it. I'm just saying the dog doesn't do what Andy says because Andy's like all over the place with the – he doesn't like do the training shit.
Right.
So I'm like – and
once.
She's a fucking tyrant. She's a terrorist, okay? I know she's cute, but she'll fucking ruin our lives.
Yes. Yes, so, I have a dog that will fucking is – I mean, she's coming around now, but you do have to, like, my wife, yeah, she's the same way as Andy. I mean, just irresponsible.
Yeah, and
I love how I got zero say in this trial. All right. Just so you know.
You know what? I think you're right, Andy, and this is a trial. And I have just the thing.
This was like a North Korean tribunal.
We have the dick gavel. Right here. Order in the cart. Andy, Kurt. You go, Andy. I'm the judge.
All I'm saying is that I've been very good, but Rosebud, because she raised one dog, is like, I'm a dog expert.
Okay, I raised an aggressive pit bull. Just
once,
putting that out there.
One time.
Out of order. Out of order. It's Andy's turn. Please respect the plaintiff.
All right. And so when we get the puppy, she goes, I've never had a puppy before. And then she reads two Googled articles on puppies. And she's like, I just got my PhD in puppies.
Out of order. Very passive aggressive. If you're going to state your case, Andy. Do not throw digs in the middle. Remember, she's drawn blood. Go ahead. Now finish your statement, damn it.
I played with the puppy aggressively. I played with the puppy aggressively, but otherwise I've been really good at it. I take all direction. I've listened to all the things. I'm just as much of a disciplinarian. It was one time.
One time. So you're saying one time she told you, and she's making it like it's all the time. Okay.
Yeah, I stopped all the other things.
Rosebud, you can have a rebuttal to that if you choose. Was it one time?
That's bullshit. It was
not in the courtroom.
It was not one time. He knows in his heart, he knows that it's not one time, and that's all I'm going to say. He can lie, and he can take it to the grave, and I'll give it to him. But he knows that he lied, and God knows.
Objection?
Yes. What is it?
Profanity. Please strike that from the record.
Sustain. Go fuck yourself. You can say as much as you want. And bailiff, you're out of order. Don't ever fucking scream in my court again, bailiff. I don't care how pretty you are. All right? Look at those long witch fingers. Those vegan Wiccan fingers. She could use them to stir yogurt.
Spicy Wiccan fingers.
Now, let me ask you a question, Andy. I mean, she's literally just called you a fucking liar. Look, now, I don't know you. I know Rosebud. No. So I can't sit here and say, I know you. But you said it's one time, and she's literally in front of everybody. There's thousands of people listening right now.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
I don't care. It's good. It has given me the opportunity to lie more. So if I'm a liar, I get to lie then. Right?
I want to know something. Are you lying?
No. I am not lying. She barked at me once like Rosie O'Donnell in League of Their Own, and I stopped playing with the puppy like that.
Really? Really?
First of all, I'm not going to call him a liar.
You did say he's lying.
I'm not calling him a liar. I'm saying he knows that he lied.
But that's, I mean.
That's
the same fucking thing. I mean, thank you, Gabby. But
no,
you, I mean,
one's a character assassination and the other is, I'm letting him, checking in with him. Okay.
Just so you guys know, she comes from a family of lawyers that defended the Iraq War. So she has a lot of experience in this. All right.
So you're saying that she is a born liar.
She's a trained liar by some of the best.
Unlike your dog that you keep fucking up.
I mean, if you ask me, lawyers are people who argue for the truth and justice, and that is what I'm arguing for right now.
In a couple minutes, she's going to be like, the WMDs were probably there. Saddam moved them.
I mean, he buried them in the sand. We found that out.
Yeah, that's been...
Yeah, we just didn't. We just don't know where they are, but they are buried. Someday, they'll find them. Okay, they'll find them, and they'll find a lot of treasure. I don't know if you saw that movie with Nick Cage. National Treasure. That's based around that story. True story.
Right.
You know what's fucked up, though, after all of this, is that the dog loves Andy more than me.
Because I'm cool.
Is it a male dog or a female dog?
Female. And she's dying to be near him right now. Look at her.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Reaching for him.
Well, because you're a little, you know, you're... that dog fucking loves him.
Loves him.
I would have to go from the dogs. I think I would like the dog to choose who's lying and who's not lying.
Yes.
I think I would like you to hold the dog up together. Separate just a little bit. Separate a little bit. Hold the dog in the middle just a little bit. All right, now put the dog down. All right, now look at me, dog. I got to talk to the dog. Hold the dog. Hold the dog. Hold the dog. Hold the dog. All right, look at me. Ruff, 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 ruff. Okay, put the dog down. Andy, wait, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
She went to Rosebud.
She's in the middle. You're both lying cocksuckers.
She's touching me.
You're both fucking lying.
Show him where she is.
No, she's in the middle. She didn't go on your lap. She doesn't like either, she doesn't like either one of you.
I hate this dog. I'm going to sit on it.
So you guys are moving back to New York. Now you're getting a place. Where are you going to live? You're going to move to the city.
Gramercy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's a tough spot, man. I mean, fucking
that's where my apartment is.
New York City's fucking crazy right now.
Yeah, but here's we would go to Brooklyn, but Andy moved out of his place before we came out here, so we're moving into my place, and then we'll see what the fuck happens. Maybe we'll move back out here.
We're two blocks from Bellevue. We'll be fine.
Yeah,
two blocks from Bellevue. That's where all the Corona is.
I know.
All right. Well,
we think we already had it, though, Bobby. We were sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people already had it. Mm. I mean, it's going to be you're going back in the middle of it, but whatever. You know,
it's
moved.
Brutal.
It's brutal. It's a fucking brutal. Gabby's dad had it 5 days. He said it was the worst thing he's ever had in his life.
No, he had it for a month.
For 5 days, he said, listen, don't talk over me, okay?
No.
No, I'm kidding. It's your dad. Oh, God.
Summoned him.
Oh, Max!
There's a bunch of masks. That's how many.
Hey, Max.
Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, look at your hair. It's so long.
Did you know that one of you people are, you have a kid?
Caitlin. What do you mean, you people?
No. No, they can barely hold on to a dog. No, they're not talking through here. They're talking through this. Stop touching my ears.
Does he think we're Bobby? Does he think that we're Rich and Bonnie right now?
No. Possibly. No.
Your movie, Rich and Bonnie.
Yeah.
You're Hollywood Rich and Bonnie. That's huge for the brand.
Well, that's a compliment.
Bonnie is Hollywood Bonnie. But right. Rich, maybe use an upgrade, right?
You're Bonnie and Hollywood.
I do love golf.
Oh, Dawn, what did he run out of the house?
No.
Are you in trouble?
No, I'm not.
Are you in trouble? Ma, is he in trouble? Dawn?
No.
Oh.
He's in trouble?
Little fucker has me in him. He's so much like me.
Wow.
Yeah, he just ran out of the house to come out here and be in the shed. He loves when I'm doing this, but we can't let him in here because I swear too much.
Yeah. Did he come to you because he got in trouble?
No, he ran out of the house. And
now it's low again.
What?
It's like low again.
Yeah, get closer to your mic.
Yeah. Closer.
Yeah.
Get low closer. Again?
Yeah.
Is it because I unplugged the headphones?
No, it's because the mic is 7 feet away from your mouth.
The mic is right here, you fucking weirdo.
It's too far away.
Hello? That's not too far away.
That sounds better.
It sounded better when you did that.
Does it sound better?
Yeah. Usually it sounds better when you're further back. I don't know what you did today. I don't know what's going on.
Why is it me?
I don't know what happened in your shed today. Sorry.
I'm going to come
I don't know what happened in your shed.
In your shed where you are and only you.
I'm going to come to fucking San Antonio, El Fatso, and have it out with you.
That's El Gordo.
El Fatso.
Do I sound okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, moving. Are you driving across country?
We're flying.
You're just flying. What about all your shit?
We shipped it. We never moved to LA. We just came out here with like a bunch of suitcases.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. I think I'm glad that you guys are fighting because I believe fighting is a sign of a foundation being built. A lot of people think fighting is a bad thing. I don't. I think if two people are fucking being righteous to themselves, right?
Yeah.
Then fighting with somebody else is only going to make you guys stronger because you're going to actually, what did I do wrong? Okay, here it is. And then you're going to figure it out and become stronger. And
like last night I realized, you know, I was like talking to Andy before. I think what set him off is like I was talking to him in a way that sounded condescending. And then it started this like spiral. So like by the end of it, I was like, oh, okay, I sounded like an asshole. I did admit that.
You know what you should do next time you feel a fight going on, just hit your recorder on your iPhone and record it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then, Andy, you'll have evidence that you didn't lie. Right?
That's smart.
Or you'll have the evidence, Rosebud, that he is a lying sack of shit.
Right.
building case.
Yeah, that's good. That doesn't seem toxic at all.
Is it?
No, it's not.
No.
I'm going to be like Richard Nixon. It's going to be great.
I would love it if you could just let me have that.
Fight.
If I could have, if I could air the fight on air, that would be fantastic.
I would love that too, because I would probably be, what's it called? Exonerated.
Well, one of you is lying. One of you is one of you is fucking crazy, because one person is saying you're lying. The other person is saying you're fucking lying. That means one of you is not in touch with fucking reality.
Bobby, in your experience, what gender is usually lying?
Whoa!
How dare you cross your legs like one of us while you're fucking...
I'm sorry, I have very strong European influences.
I love that she called you out on your fucking figure skating leg cross. You really just cross your legs like you got three tens, you fucking swimming queer.
Championship skier, Bobby. Get it right.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, Lord.
Legs went to veil. Thank you very much.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys when you come back. You're like my favorite. Like, here's a funny thing is that, like, individually, I didn't like either one of you, but together, I feel like there's some bond I have with you. Like,
you're the closest thing we have to a couples therapist right now. So, same here.
Well, you're going to be back next week, right?
I feel like you should officiate our wedding.
Yeah, you should officiate our wedding.
Well, let's see where it goes. I don't know if it's going to make it. You have to come back to New York and move it to fucking together. Let's see. Let's talk in 6 months. See where this is going. I mean, you guys are lying about a fucking dumb dog. When you're getting your dick sucked by somebody else, or you're fooling around with someone else's penis at the fucking stand, that's when the lies really come in.
True.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to wrap it up with you guys, but I want to thank you for coming on. I was very excited when Gabby said you guys were doing it. And
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're back in New York, when all this shit's over, we'll come up for a barbecue and
hang
out and bring your little puppy. And I have a little puppy. My puppy's trained, unlike your fucking shit dog. But
you know who to talk to about that.
Well, the leg crosser.
God, you almost did it again.
You almost,
gender traitor. Yeah.
That's his tell in poker when he goes, I call, and then he crosses his legs and throws his arm. You have such nice thighs, Andy.
Thank you.
He does have great legs. He's got a great set of gams.
He does have a long gait.
Yeah.
Gabby has a long gait too.
Got legs like an Etruscan horse.
Gabby looks like a Dutch hooker right now.
So does Andy. I'm looking at the two of us and he looks like me with a pixie cut.
Yep.
Gabby looks like she's just about to have sex with an older gentleman.
And I look like Antwerp's most popular DJ.
Most popular is
Jen. Yeah, and Rosebud looks like a fucking a best boy on a movie. Nothing. Lay on the microphone here. Really do look like a key grip.
There it is. That was better.
Thank you very much. I'll punch up my own jokes. Thank you. All right. Hey, where can we find you guys? What's your podcast? What are you guys doing, man?
We put out new episodes of our podcast, Find Your Beach, every single day of the quarantine. We started on the first day. On the third day, we got engaged, and we've been doing it every single day since then. So you can find us on iTunes and Spotify, Find Your Beach. And what else?
Rosebud has her own podcast called Devil's Advocate on all things comedy. And
Follow Andy on Instagram at I'm Andy Haynes, because he needs to get to 10,000 for that swipe up.
Yeah.
You don't. Oh, you don't have
that 10, sweet 10, swipe yeah. up oh. link.
I'll follow you, man. Yeah, he's very funny, man. You know, I told you when Gabby called me up, she's like, I'm having Rosebud on and her boyfriend, Andy, and she sends me links. I was like, Jesus Christ, Abby, you and your fucking hipster dreams. Like, oh, God.
He always goes, I'm not having your friends on. I'm like, I don't know him.
I always bust her balls every time she books the show. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, But I'm telling you, Andy, you're so hilarious. People should follow him. And of course, Rosebud, fucking hilarious. And both of you together. I mean, it's not going to last, but while it does, you should check out that podcast.
Fun. It's fun now.
It's fun now.
Yeah.
It's going to get brutal.
It's fun.
Yeah. Real brutal.
Yeah.
I'm going to be homeless again. It's going to be great. Yeah.
I have a shed. You can live up in my shed.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What do you eat? Tea?
I'm not gonna dump him. He's too good. He's a good guy. I wouldn't leave Andy. I'm smart, okay? I know the value of womanhood and I know how it works. Okay? Yeah.
That's so sexy the way you said that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it warms my heart. You really just not a,
I know that my real estate is declining and I know that this is as good as it's gonna get for me.
You're like dating Andrew Schultz.
That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
I'm
good
sorry.
God, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight thinking about that.
Yeah, Gabby's going to rub one out, though. She likes a dirty shirt.
No.
Why are you? What's going on? You look like a hooker on Three's Company.
She's going to turn on her OnlyFans cam right after
yes!
this.
Yes.
I'm just going to switch tabs.
Yes. Those long, those long flicking fingers you use. Those long clitoris fingers you have.
It's like watching someone play the harp.
Yeah. You're going to go right. You're going to open up that Brooklinen robe and fucking.
I felt the breeze off her fingers when she just did that.
Yeah. It goes across the country.
Yeah. All right, Gabby, what do you got, Gabs?
I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast. Follow me on Instagram every Thursday at 8 p.m. I'm going live on the Stan's Instagram. You guys did it last week. It's so fun. Tune into that. And that's it.
Michael, what do you got?
You can find me on Instagram at Mike B. Suarez.
Mike B. Suarez. And Mike Galta. I don't know what happened. I don't know. He sent me a text message real quick before we hang up.
Almost live, real quick.
He sent me a text message.
Hey, wait, Bobby.
Bobby, can I plug something else?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I do a show every Friday night on Zoom or YouTube Live, and it's just like five or six comics running bits. It's called Almost Live.
Right. Oh, all right. Cool. Thanks for inviting me. Listen,
You can do it anytime you want.
Well, Mike Kalta's, his internet went down.
Okay, Mike.
Guys make $14 million a year. He literally has literally just Gunga Dins are all around his house and his internet went out. Okay.
Okay. Liar.
I don't think he likes you two. I think it was personal.
He's a Probably. Liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he does. I think he saw that you were on the show and was like, I want nothing to do with these two people.
He's like, my house caught on fire.
Yeah.
It's hot. We got to put it out.
I have a flood.
Yeah, I have internet. Oh, you can turn your phone on and actually do this through your iPhone. Did you know that, Mike? Yeah. You can use your phone.
Somebody just stole my phone.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks so much. YKWD fans, thanks for listening. Through this Corona episode, we built this beautiful studio above the Comedy Cellar and we used it 3 times. But hopefully you guys are safe. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio sooner rather than later. If not, I hope you appreciate we're still doing these shows because we sure appreciate you guys. I want to thank my sponsors, Brooklinen and Tushy. Go support our sponsors to support the show. And also, I want to thank all the Patreon people who are listening live right now. They get to hear it live. Right, Mike?
Yeah, you have the list that I emailed to you as well.
Oh, shit. Could you guys mind if I read this real quick?
No.
Not at all.
Mike, you got to tell me things because I'm stupado.
Yeah, I texted it to you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you texted it.
I texted you that I emailed it to you from the YKWD email.
I did. Yeah, I don't have that email on here. Can you send it again? All right, let me see really quick.
Awesome, I emailed show. It to robertkellylive@gmail.com.
Someone wrote, awesome show. Who needs Kalta? Well, that's just mean. I love Kalta. So, hi, Maxie. You want to say hi to the people?
Well, I have to stay here.
Why? What did you do?
I left mommy on the street.
You left mommy where?
On the street.
On what
In
street?
In the street. On, like, way around the corner. Like, right back there. She's going to have to take a mile, a walk,
oh, buddy.
All the way back.
You're so in trouble. Mike, I don't have it, so you're going to have to read it.
Dad, you have to
read the names?
I don't have it, Bob. You got to make sure I get these things because I don't have it. Yeah, you want to? No, I don't have it, buddy. Never got it.
Okay, it says read it got to at Robert Kelly Live. Let me try it again.
Robert Kelly, what is it?
I sent it to Robert Kelly Live.
At gmail.
Yeah. From the YKWDude@gmail.com.
If you guys want to go, that's cool. I don't want you to hang around for this debacle because, you know, sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes the show music doesn't play and sometimes you don't get the, you know, the thing. Right, Mike?
And you know what we always say?
Yes.
Let go and let God.
Can you resend it fast, Mike? Because email takes a quick time.
I just did.
Oh, thanks. You know,
look, Mike's about to fucking kill himself. All right, he's in
No, Mike, don't kill yourself. It's
he's
okay.
San Antonio or wherever the fuck he is, he's wearing a mask on his own volition because you told him to.
No, Mike, please, Mike, just be you. Everybody makes mistakes.
He's gonna cut his wrist open on Zoom.
If you don't make a mistake, that means you're not trying to succeed.
Did you get the names?
Oh, I got the names.
Okay. The first one should be Jeff.
Yes, I got all it. Right. Jeff, I want to thank all these new Patreon people, and I want to read your name because I want to show my appreciation. You ready? And I'm really good at reading these names. You guys might like this. Jeff Hippopoff.
There's no way.
What? It's Jeff Hippopoff. Shelby Gerst, Boner Champ.
Boner Champ?
That one he got right.
Yep. Robert Keone, Jeffrey Sprints, Bardo C, Matt Martell, Thomas Kolb, Guy Ziv, Steve Rosenhelm, Joe Shell, Jeremy Rybalvikov, Rich Kennedy, Christine Johnson Slewinski, John Beck.
None of these are real names.
I swear to God, these are all real. Robert Murphy, Jeremy Gordon, Nick Crittens, Celeb Taylor, Steve Campbell, Bill Murray, Connor Reynolds, Chris Origallo, Cameron Carpenter, Sean Matthews, Ben Freeman, John Esteem Brush, Estes Brush. Ian Brown, William Maurice, Randy Gostin, Jerry Hederline, Matt McKay, Kevin Schultz.
Maybe a stroke?
It's like a substitute teacher that never learned how to read.
I was a juvie hall. Ariel Picka, Joel Williamson, Michael, Juwan Brown. Yay!
You got one black guy in there.
We don't know if he's black. That's very fucking. Don't do that.
You're right. Racist. You're right. He could be. He's
I was waiting for the line from Andy right there.
June Neal, Joshua Gonzalez. Yay. Stephen Baker, Mark Durinian, Chad Swinger, Stymie. Andrew Pichy, Brandon Coral, Suzanne Montegrain, Cincy Kurt Kelly, Shad Sexton, Emily David Lumpyhead, Daniel McLean, Eric Williamson, Jessica Dickinson, Lima Charles, Elizabeth Phillips, Nunya Business. None your business.
None your business.
And followed up with Ben, Jennifer O'Neill, Florence Wickens, Jen, Joe Fernandez. Yay! Patrick, Zachary Horan, Mark Caruso, Jordan Crowley, Lou Bronansky, Ben Shane, Johnny Watt, Ray. Do I keep going? There's a million names. That's where I'm leaving off right there. Do you know where I left off?
Say Johnny Wyatt. We'll stop there.
Johnny Wyatt.
All right.
We'll read the next week. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. Please don't kill each other on the way home.
No.
You guys are a great couple. I want you, Rosebud, you know, chill out a little bit. Andy. Why don't you man up a little bit? And Gabby, stop jerking old guys off for extra money.
Okay.
Mike, get your shit together. I love you. And we'll see you guys next week on You Know What Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.